Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Milford House Mysteries on the BookSpeak Network with co-host Sherry Knowlton and J.M. West. Our mystery and suspense novels are published by Sunbury Press and its mystery imprint, Milford House. I'm Sherry Knowlton, and I write the Alexa Williams series of books, Dead of Autumn, Dead of Summer, and Dead of Spring, are the current titles, and I'm currently working on Dead of Winter.
Hi, I am J.M. West. I write Carlisle crime cases, Dying for Vengeance, Courting Doubt and Darkness, Darkness at First Light, Had a Dying Fall, featuring Detectives Christopher Snow and Aaron McCoy. My newest book, Things Strangled, will be released in the fall of 2018.
Today on our show at Milford House Mysteries, we're pleased to have author Alma Bond, who is author of the Mary Wells Psychiatrist Mystery Series and many more books, as you'll find out as we go along today.
And Dr. Alma Bond received her PhD from Columbia University, where she had her own private practice as a psychoanalyst for 37 years. Before retiring to write full-time. How are you today, Alma?
Oh, hello.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your writing?
Well, I was, as you said, I was a psychoanalyst in private practice in New York City, doing very, very well for 37 years. Then I was in a terrible accident, and which put me into a coma. And when I came out of the coma, I had only one thought. I thought, my life is short. I don't know how much you can go at any minute. I've had a good life, good marriage, nice children, wonderful career. Only one thing I haven't done that I want to do, which is write full time. So I gave my patients 2 years' notice and either finished with them or sent them elsewhere. And I moved to Key West, Florida, where I wrote my first book, which was Who Killed Virginia Woolf? And I've written a book a year ever since.
Wow.
What else? Anything else?
We'll find out more as we go along. Let's talk a little bit about the mysteries, which are, I think, a little bit of a departure from the rest of your body of work, but the psychiatrist makes sense. I think your titles are The Deadly Jigsaw Puzzle, The Murder on the Streetcar, and Who Killed Marcia Maynard.
Yeah. I'll tell you how I happened to start on the mysteries. A friend of mine, who is a psychoanalyst, had a patient who really was killed. And she confided in me the story and what she went through, and that she was actually asked by the police to help them find a killer, because she knew more about the dead woman than anybody. So I thought this was a wonderful idea, and I took the idea, and the heroine, of course, I made up, and the whole story of how she's killed. The second one, my husband was an actor, and he was in A Streetcar Named Desire, and the second book is about the Marlon Brando character in A Streetcar Named Desire, who was murdered in my book, of course, on stage. The third one I think is hilarious. I worked for a very famous psychoanalyst, and she was the meanest, rottenest person that you can imagine. Well, I got back at her. I called her Marcia Maynard, and I had her killed off. I got even.
I think you need some psychoanalysts about that one. Psychoanalysis.
Pardon me. I do. What's her name? Mary Wells is a psychiatrist, and she's based on you know who.
Well, tell us a little bit more about Dr. Wells. Is she based at all on you? Do you share any traits?
Well, there are many people who think she's very much like me. I guess she says things that I might say. I have never been invited to track down any criminals, although I would enjoy that. But I did, when I was writing these books, I contacted the police, and I asked them if they could help me at all, and they allowed me to ride around with them in their, in the police wagons when they picked up people, and I learned something about how they talked, I suppose, which I found that I thought they were wonderful to do that with me.
I know one of the things I wanted to ask you about in the mysteries was some of your interesting characters. I see the first book includes a drag queen in love with the police officer who's in the investigation. You've got the actors in the streetcar one. You have in the Who Killed Marcia Maynard, you've got an Indian, the beautiful Indian housekeeper, and a Chinese restaurant delivery man. All these take place in Manhattan, I believe. Is that just sort of a slice of the people that you were exposed to with all your years in the city?
I think a lot of them I made up, but an interesting thing about the Marcia Maynard book is that all of those people, all of her colleagues that are that the analyst interviews are based on real people. And my friends who were analysts had the greatest time figuring out who everybody was. As a matter of fact, there are analysts who say that that's my very best book. I don't know whether they're right or not. I like them all.
Well, speaking of books, you have another series, On the Couch series. How did you conceive of that one?
I have another. Well, when I gave up my practice, I guess I missed having patients. So I decided that I would write about each book as a different patient. And people ask me how I know who to write about. And I say, I have to love the people I write about. I don't know if that's true of you people. Well, I guess it's different with mysteries. I didn't love everybody in the mysteries. But everybody in On the Couch series are like the last one that was published is Barbara Streisand On the Couch. And I learned a great deal about her. I think she's a great genius, maybe second only to Charlie Chaplin in Hollywood. And my next book, which should be out in a few months, is Meryl Streep On the Couch, whom I also think is absolutely a marvelous actress.
Well, one of the interesting aspects of your On the Couch series, I haven't read all the books, but I've read a few of them, and it's, in essence, you're doing a biography of the famous person, or the most of these are household names that most people would recognize, but you're doing it through the sort of the vehicle of psychoanalysis, which is very interesting. Has anybody ever complained about this approach, any of the famous people?
I don't think they would, because it would give me too much publicity. I wish they would complain.
Well, how do you choose the on-the-couch personalities that you write about?
I have to be pretty much in love with them to live with somebody for a whole year. For a while, I wanted to do Hitler's mother.
Oh.
And then I thought, I cannot live with Hitler for 1 year in my head. So I never did that. My publisher wants me to do Elvis Presley, but I don't know whether I could get in a man's head.
Oh, you should try.
The one I would do would be Marlon Brando, who was a very good friend of my husband's, who was an actor. And I knew him very well. I spoke to him many times. And I know he told me things about himself that I don't think anybody else knows. So I think that if I do a man, it will be Marlon.
I say go for it.
Yeah, that would be really interesting. But, you know, I don't think I realized that that all of your subjects, shall we call them, have been women so far.
Yeah, they all have, every single one.
Yeah.
Which is the most popular?
Go ahead.
Murder on the Streetcar, the Brando character is murdered. Which is the most popular? I think by far the Barber book.
Oh.
It's doing absolutely beautifully, and I'm thrilled about it.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is really great.
My son and grandson are advertisers, and they're going to put an ad in Facebook for me, and that should bring even more sales. But my
Facebook's where it's at these days.
Excuse me?
No, go ahead.
My publisher says that my best book is the Meryl Streep book, which is yet to be published. We'll see.
I would have thought that Jackie O was popular.
You thought what is popular?
Jackie O?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Jackie Onassis.
Jackie, yeah, that was my next, that's selling very nicely too.
Okay.
And that was the next popular one to the Barber book. I get a lot of wonderful reviews. I've never gotten a bad review yet. It's always the first time, but I never have. I'm very fortunate in that respect. Well, you did one, or Jody did one for me.
I did one. Mm-hmm, I did. Barbara Streisand. She was a very complex human being.
Very nice. I appreciate that very much.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah.
Now, Alma, you're working on something that's slightly different right now. If you want to talk about the new book that you've got in progress.
Oh, just ask me.
okay, I'm asking now.
Celebrity Centenarians. And there are a great many wonderful, wonderful people who lived well into their hundreds. And I'm really thrilled to be writing this because I'm hoping to pick up some pointers that I'll find helpful myself. And then I want to find what things they all have in common, so I can end up the book with I won't say instructions, but ideas for people who would like to live to be centenarians. Would you two like to live to be centenarians?
No.
Why not?
it's just too hard.
Oh. That was Sherry?
No.
I would like to live to be a centenarian, but only if my health was good enough that I could get around. You know what I mean?
That's what everybody says.
Like in a coma in a bed or a stroke victim or something like that. Not really, but if I could be in good health, My grandmother's living still there.
I don't notice any difference. Life is just as good if you're in good health.
Yeah.
I think you just celebrated a birthday.
Excuse me?
You just celebrated a birthday?
I sure did. You want to know how old?
Yes.
95.
Well, congratulations. That is a milestone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty old, isn't it? And you people who are in your audience doesn't know that we're all in a writer's group together, gave me a wonderful birthday present, Dot Alexa. I love it. I listen to music on it every night before I go to sleep.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was
a wonderful present. That's
Alma,
really great.
Is there anything else you would like to share with our audience, like where your readers can get your books?
Oh, you can get the book anywhere. You can get it to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Bancroft Press, who is my publisher, .com, and I suppose that any bookstore would be happy to order it for you. I'd like to tell your audience that I think this blog is a wonderful idea, and be sure not to miss a single one.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
No, we're great to have you there. Join us, and I hope that you'll be back on a future episode as some of your new books come out.
Good. Well, maybe you'll have me on for the Merle book, huh?
Sure.
Merle,
why not? We can do that.
Yeah, why not?
Good. Okay, well, lots of luck with all your future blogs. I'll be listening.
Thank you.
Okay.
And thanks for
bye.
Joining us once again.
And thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks to all of you for listening to the Milford House Mysteries. We hope you enjoyed it, and look for future episodes on the BookSpeak Network.
Or follow us on social media. Sherry, where can people find you?
Oh, I'm on the web at www.sherrynolton.com and Facebook and Twitter. And what about you, Jody?
I'm just on Facebook.com/CarlisleCrimeCasesByJMWest.
Okay. Well, that's a wrap for this episode. It was interesting hearing Alma Bond, a 95-year-old, very prolific author, talk to us about her books. And join us next time for another mystery author. We'll see you then.
And thank you again for joining us.